This is St. Louis Public Radio. Ferguson residents who live in buildings owned by the company TEH Realty received eviction notices from the company telling them they had to leave this month. Housing officials say the notices were unlawful. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Lissenby talked with county house administrators, tenants, and advocates this week.
There are a couple hundred families with Section 8 vouchers living in TEH-owned buildings in Ferguson. Housing advocates believe many more people may be affected by eviction notices from the realty company. Latasha Brown is the president of the Southeast Ferguson Neighborhood Association. She helped organize a recent meeting about the notices.
Some residents been getting eviction letters saying that they got to be gone by November 15th. Some say November 30th. So it just created a state of confusion within the community.
Letters from TEH Realty went to Park Ridge apartment tenants saying St. Louis County Housing Authority won't allow them to house residents like Elizabeth Hobson. She moved from a recently condemned Park Ridge building.
Then I had to find people to come and help me move out and stuff. And then they put me over in the next apartment over. And dead roaches, dead roaches. And then found out they had to leave out again. Hair falling out, everything. I was really stressed about that.
St. Louis County Housing Authority Director Susan Rollins showed up to the meeting to try to clarify what's happening. Rollins said people had to move out of a Park Ridge building in October because of issues with the building's structure.
So we went through a number of the units, and one of the buildings here at the Park Ridge location was also condemned by Ferguson for the same reason, and it was these patios that are just starting to give way. We decided that we would look at the units, we would determine what was going on, and if there were units that we didn't feel met the muster, that we would abate the unit.
Abate the unit, which means the agency stopped paying its part of the rent for Section 8 voucher recipients for the month. That is, until repairs are made. Rollins said the landlord has until April to make those repairs.
Yes, in theory, we were not paying for those units because sometimes in order to get people's attention, you have to say, no, we're not going to do that in order to make people change.
Lawyers at the meeting said the eviction letters from TEH tenants received are illegal because they weren't issued by a court. But residents wonder what they should do next. Do they leave? Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III said the city wants to help residents and hold TEH accountable.
We hold landlords accountable not just for their actions on a specific property, but for all the properties that they own in a community. And so whether they're trying to evict one person illegally or 100 or 200, you know, we will hold up their license and all the properties they own in Ferguson.
This is not the end of this issue. There is still so much confusion about what will happen next and if residents' Section 8 vouchers are in jeopardy. Rollins says her office is advising people to stay, for now, and seek legal aid. I'm Ashley Lissenby, St. Louis Public Radio.